While President-elect Trump was focused on tweeting about cars imported from Mexico, a deal was signed that will result in the first legal commercial export in decades from Cuba to the U.S. Nope, not cigars, sorry, or rum. Sorry again. We're talking artisanal charcoal, often used in wood-fired stoves for pizza and other baked goods. The charcoal is produced by worker-owned cooperatives across Cuba. The first shipment is due to arrive later this month. Scott Gilbert cut the deal. He's also the lawyer who represented Alan Gross, the U.S. government contractor who was jailed by Cuba and whose release was part of the negotiations leading up to President Obama's opening to Havana. Now, charcoal may sound mundane, but Gilbert says he's importing a unique kind of charcoal.
Marabou charcoal is produced by burning the marabou plant, which is a very invasive weed that basically clogs most of the agricultural fields in Cuba. And you can't cut it with a machete. It's very hard to get rid of it. And these Cuban cooperatives have found a way to cut the marabou, burn it, and create a charcoal that's prized around the world and has been sold in Europe for years, but just not in the United States. So it's an opportunity not only to introduce Americans to this product, but at the same time to help these co-ops.
Yeah.
So it's a great story.
So it's win-win, it sounds like, for the American pizza makers and for these Cubans who want some more arable land. Where else does marabou grow? I mean, is it unique to Cuba?
I honestly don't know, but I know that it's an awful, awful blight in Cuba. I've been told that it clogs up to 80% of their fields.
Wow.
There are so many win-win opportunities between the United States and Cuba if we can work together. I'm hopeful in not too long a time that Congress will rescind the embargo and we'll be able to import from Cuba as we do from other countries. I would note that the trade restrictions we have with Cuba at this time are more severe than we have with any other country in the world. It is way past time to remove this last, it really is, this last relic of the Cold War. I mean, this dates back to relations from the 1950s.
But even with charcoal, though, Scott, I mean, these 80 tons are coming in just before Trump's inauguration. Is that a strategic move?
No, we've been working on this deal for almost 2 years. It simply happens that we've finally been able to deal with the logistics and to get it closed. I am not a pessimist when it comes to the new administration and their relations with Cuba. Everything I've heard this president say about his views on economics and trade and doing deals is consistent with my views in terms of what needs to be done here. So we look forward to working with the new administration to try to help in that regard.
As you know, Scott, Miami Cubans don't particularly like the communists on the island. And yet there are some great Cuban pizzerias in Miami. I'm wondering if they would deign to buy this charcoal. They'd be supporting their brothers and sisters, after all, on the island.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's start with that premise. There is a misperception that the Cuban Americans in Miami are completely anti-Cuba. If you talk to most Cuban Americans in Miami, they wholeheartedly support engagement. Many of them have gotten their Cuban passports so they can visit family on the island. You know, the Cuban economy moves forward because of the remittances that come in from families in the United States to their Cuban relatives. I mean, it's a very different situation than you see on television. And Cuban Americans in South Florida, by a large majority, favor engagement with Cuba. And so I think it's a misperception that needs to be corrected. We have, over 50 years of empirical data of a demonstrably failed policy. And you sort of shake your head and say, why have we not changed this? And when you look at what's happened the last couple of years and the changes that have occurred on that island, the growth of these private co-ops, the private restaurants that you see in Cuba, the other private businesses, the travel back and forth, the cultural exchanges, it's remarkable. I mean, just in the 5 years I've been going down there, it's a different place. And in material part, because of this exchange with the United States, it makes all the sense in the world.
Coming soon to a pizzeria near you, a large pie baked with Cuban marabou charcoal. Made possible in part by Scott Gilbert. Scott, thanks very much for your time.
Happy to talk to you. Thank you.